In the beginning, there was nothing. Nothing but a great void. A forest endless and empty. The trees devoid of birds. The brush devoid of beasts. His arms, and a book formed, falling from nowhere into his waiting paws. He began to write. The great wolf wrote, and from the pages were born the Sunfather, the light that brought life to the dead forest, and the Voidfather, his antithesis. They stood side by side before their creator, and in a display of power, forged the sun and the moon. Then, the Dream Lord and the Thoughtborn rose before their lord, and he bestowed upon them hammers of great power. Forge reality from dream and thought were their gifts, and they went to work immediately. With mighty swings, their hammers formed a world. And when that hammer fell, land masses broke apart, with great gulfs of emptiness between them. Rose again, fell again, leaving new places behind them. Stepped forward, and in a river of blood and a river of emotion, they clashed, their collision sending ripples throughout the great swaths of the water. and the landmasses that sat atop them. Life began to arise. The birds and the beasts opened their eyes. People stepped forth and began to enact change. Fires were lit. Buildings came next. Governments, kingdoms, cities arose from the dust, thriving and growing. A true golden age of progress and change. Was the day that death came. The Lord Inevitable, ever waiting in the shadows, stood from his grave-like home and said, "No more," to his oppressors. "No more," to the Great Wolf. And with one brutal strike, he killed his creator. Wolf's blood ran into the soul of Kiranza Duranzreth, permeating it, his essence remaining intact. In the void after his fall, conquest, the destroyer rampant, knew he must take power. Death would not rule him. It was not his way. Conquest drew his blade and struck at death. But death would not be called. No, not that easily. Their fight lasted days, sending the two titanic beings sprawling across the world. Their blows sent shockwaves of change, held back and redirected by the hammers of thought and dream. And yet, the two beings fought on. fight lasted 1 week. 1 week of falling blades and civilizations and cities and countries. Kingdoms crumbled to ash, and reborn from them, new ones, forged by the ever-working dream and thought. The soul of the great wolf would not let them continue. The father of all, Kreitorath, the great wolf, was born again. A raging, destructive force that caught the combatants in claws of steel. He cast the two beings out and away, and sent the rest of his children with them. They could not be trusted. Though many had worked to keep things in check, Kreitorath knew that they were complicit, at least in some way. This was always the plan. Change, destruction, rebirth. They had destroyed his creation, and for that, he would never forgive them. The great wolf stood over what remained of his world. There was promise here, still hope. But it had been set back thousands of years. He stood at the center of his world, of what he had created, and he chose his champions. He visited Vessarion of the Kresol and dubbed him the god of his seas. He visited Xyranthian of the orcs and dubbed him the god of his storms. He visited Vyaka of the Halflings, and he dubbed her the goddess of his skies. He visited Sorelia of the Versanti, and he dubbed her the goddess of his horses. He visited Lakiros, the last remaining Lantasag, and dubbed him the god of his forests. He visited Kruxik of the Harnal, and he dubbed him the god of stones that made up his world. He visited Treloa of the Dwarves, and he named her the goddess of his crafts. He visited the twins Lyrea and Lakarian of the Lionfolk, and he dubbed them the god and goddess of moon and sun. He visited Astariel of the Sirens and dubbed her the goddess of his waters. He visited Tirangil of the Elves and dubbed him the god of death. The great wolf deliberated much on who should lead his champions, the new gods that would rule in his stead. He would not choose the blustery hero, whose strength and courage won the day. They would never know humility. He would not choose the cold and logical. They would lead callously, with little regard for life and justice. No, the choice was obvious. The choice was Adenail. Of the humans. Adenail was a sage, a storyteller, a man who loved nothing more than reading stories to children and taking care of the various river creatures he found injured by its side. He was mortally wounded in the great brawl, and the great wolf caught his soul before it could be claimed by the newly minted god of death. He blessed that soul and the soul of his river friends to be the leaders of his new pantheon. The carriers of his new world. He knew he had chosen well. The great wolf turned and loped away, disappearing into who knows where. Kiranza Duransrath's age had ended. Left behind was the age of Kirandur.